Welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast Season 3, where our motto is all about being residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now, let's jump into our weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is April 5th, the first Tuesday in the month of April. Happy April, happy Tuesday, happy New Year, and happy New You. You know our mantra, New Year, New You in 2022. Amen. I pray you still have an expectation about what God is doing in your life this year that eyes haven't seen. I hope you are still in a position of expectation of what God is going to do great in your life that he hasn't done for anyone else. Hold on to that word today. And my prayer is that you continue to live your life like it's golden, forgetting those things that are behind you and pressing forward into the new chapter God has destined for your life. Well, welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast, where our motto is all about living totally residue free. Not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life to hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. We are all about encouraging and empowering women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. I'm truly appreciative for all of the support of the Lioness Queen Podcast. Thank you so much. Please continue to subscribe to the podcast. Share this podcast with a family member or friend. You know, we just truly are appreciative of your support. You can find the Lioness Queen Podcast on pretty much any podcast platform. And if you want to find out more information about the Lioness Queen ministry, you can visit our website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, we're in a new month, and this month's theme is the digital footprint. This month's theme is the digital footprint. Well, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting others' creativity, and we're so honored to do so. And so today we've chosen a poem, well, I would say a short quote, by Mariz Reyes. And the quote says, "One of the hardest lessons in life is letting go, whether it's guilt, anger, love, loss, or betrayal. Change is never easy. We fight to hold on and we fight to let go." Powerful, right? This is, you know, this all, I'm telling you, I absolutely love this quote. You know, this was absolutely powerful for me as we're thinking about this theme, the digital footprint. And, you know, letting go makes it hard to move on. Letting go makes it hard to move forward. Letting go makes it hard to move. And I think of what Marie said, it's all due to guilt, anger, love, loss, or betrayal. And see, when you have these negative emotions going on, these are all directly connected to what I would say our digital footprint. That's in our subconscious of negative events that have happened in our past, that have happened sometime in our life. And like the quote says, letting go is one of the hardest lessons. And that is because of that digital footprint that stores that negative information in our subconscious that you can't let go of, which is why residue builds up. And you know, my motto is all about living residue free. But when you don't, that digital footprint allows residue to build up, which is why self-defeating thoughts build up, which is why self-defeating behaviors build up, and you can't figure out how to shake it. You know, just like digital footprints in technology, if you think about technology, there's something called digital footprints, almost like cookie crumbs. Things never really go away. People think they may be deleting text messages, emails, apps, etc., but that information never really goes away because there's a digital footprint. It can always be recovered. Well, just in the same regard, our subconscious does the same thing. Our subconscious wants to keep things and in that space, especially things that have impacted us negatively. And so my question was, like, why does this digital footprint hold or stay in, you know, and it focuses more on negative things? And I'm pretty sure you're thinking, like, why is that yourself? And so I was researching this and I found this article by Kendra Cherry. And she mentioned how psychologists say that negative events have a greater impact on our brains than positive ones, which is referred to as negative bias. And it can have a powerful effect on our behavior, our decisions, and even our relationships. And the article was saying this psychological phenomenon is the reason why bad first impressions can stay in our subconscious long and leave a digital footprint, just like past trauma, which typically has long-lasting effects. And so as a result, right, the digital footprint holds on to negativity more than positivity. And the recall of the event can be extremely vivid, almost as if the event just happened yesterday. And so in a nutshell, you know, the article was saying as human beings, right, we remember more of the traumatic events than the positive events in our life. We remember more criticism than praise. We react more to negative stimuli than positive stimuli. We tend to think more about negative things that happen to us that more than the positive things that have helped us. We respond more strongly to negative events than to equally positive ones. And there have been even neuroscientific studies that show there is a greater neural processing in our brains that responds stronger to negative stimuli than positive. For example, there's a man named John Catasipopo. I'm sorry, I'm butchering your name. I would say Mr. John, and he's a psychologist, and he conducted these studies where participants were shown pictures of either a positive, negative, or neutral images. And the researchers observed that there was more electrical activity in the brain when the negative images were shown. So the negative images produced a much stronger response in the cerebral cortex than it did the positive or the neutral images. And so, you know, based on these studies, it appears that naturally this is how our minds are wired, right? Which I truly believe is why the word says, right? And this is why the word is so specific. Romans 12:2 is so specific, and it's something that is so critical for our lives, that it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And so see, this scripture is so key to fighting this phenomenon and how this natural digital footprint tries to its best to keep us focused more on the negative than the positive. It keeps us more focused I would say, on what we don't have than what we do have with God. It keeps us more focused on what someone did to us than what God is doing for us, despite what they did. It keeps us more focused on who we are as a person, as a human being, than who God created us to be in His image. Amen. And so our sinful nature keeps our natural minds to try to conform to this world. But the scripture says we cannot be conformed to this world, because we were created in the image of God. And we are not to be like the ordinary, because God has created us extraordinary. Say that to yourself: I am extraordinary. See, we have to be transformed, and being transformed costs something, requires something. And that is being still and knowing that God is able. See, a caterpillar allows the process of transformation to take place. The caterpillar allows itself to be open to the transformation, open to the change, open to be still and allow nature to take its course. The butterfly doesn't go against the process. And oftentimes we go against the process when God is moving, when God is shifting things around in our life, when God is removing people from our lives, when God is changing situations for our good. We don't like the process. And that is the transformational space and place God needs you to be in, so that He can transform your mind. See, it is all connected to how you respond to the move of God. God is always moving, and in the move, He is transforming things through the journey, through the process. And when the move happens, He's trying to renew your mind. See, the thing we forget is we don't really renew our minds on our own when everything's going good. When everything is going good, we don't renew our minds. We often try to renew our minds when things are chaotic, when things are going haywire. And that is the space and place God needs us to be in order to renew our minds. See, ooh, let me say this. See, God is always moving. And in the move, He is transforming things through your journey. And when the move happens, He is trying to renew your mind. And so, see, the work is all in the acceptance of the move of God. Ooh, that blessed me. I got to say that again. See, the work is all in the acceptance of the move of God. There is a flow. And flowing with the wind of God, the move of God is accepting the shift. While you are being still and allowing Him to transform you from the inside out. See, that's what the caterpillar does. It allows itself to transform into what it's destined to be, into what it's called to be from the inside out. Because the next part of that scripture, it talks about testing, right? See, it is the testing. It is the negative bias that psychologists call it, right? That sometimes God allows to happen in our lives. And He allows it to happen in our lives, but it is not about the test. It's not about the problem. It's not about the struggle. It's not about the trial. It is not about the financial situation you are in right now. It is not about the pain that is lurking through your body right now, or the trauma. No, it is how you reframe what happened to you, that God is moving and you are just flowing with it, because it is setting you up for greater. It's not about what happened to you, because God chose you for the assignment. Say that to yourself. It is not about what happened to me, because God chose me for this assignment. Now, I know there are times when we do feel we are chosen. But typically it's not during the time when the shifting takes place. It's not during the time when change takes place. It's not during the time when we feel we've been uprooted. But guess what? No matter what, no matter how you feel, you were chosen. And I know sometimes it seems hard to believe that God allowed certain things to happen in your life. And so something that I always hear, and I'm not sure if you heard last week's episode from Miss Veronica, who was molested 3 times before the age of 10. And when women have been raped and molested and dealt with physical abuse, right? It's hard to see what God is doing in the moment. But see, remember that we got to remember, we always think about, you know, there's so much violence going on in the world. The violence is just running rampant. But we forget that the first act of violence happened between Cain and Abel. And the fact that Eve was the first mother to experience the loss of a child due to violence by her own other child. And so how do you even process that as a mother? She was the first. Again, there is always evil lurking in the world, and there are things that will or can happen in our lives that are heartbreaking, that are painful, that are traumatic. But even in those things, and even when those things happen, God can still use you. God can still bless you. God can still restore your heart. God can still deliver you from your pain. God can still reverse the curse. God can still move obstacles that were trying to block you from moving forward. God can still turn situations around for your good, no matter what. Say that to yourself, no matter what. God is still turning things around for your good, but you have to release the digital footprint from your subconscious. And the only way to do that is to accept the move of God. Accept what happened to you and believe that God is doing something through you for the kingdom. God wants you to release. God wants you to realize that as a child of God, nothing that happens in your life is ever wasted. Nothing you went through is wasted. And so use the trauma as a springboard to help someone else. Use the rape as a springboard to help another woman heal from their low self-worth. Use the rejection as a springboard to help women heal from their brokenness. Use the loss as a springboard to help someone else heal from their grief. Use the abandonment as a springboard to help women realize that God has never left them. Use the trauma as a springboard, as a gift to give someone else. Springboard. There is a gift in that experience. I want you to hear me today. There is a gift in that experience. And I know that seems like an oxymoron, but God wants you to stop looking at it as a curse, but a gift. What are you giving to others today from your gift? Oh, Jesus. So many people in the Bible went through so many different things, but it was their gift to give and share with others. When you release the digital footprint of the trauma you have experienced, you will never be the same. You will realize that God is maturing you to another level. To another level, to be used for his kingdom to help someone else. This life doesn't belong to you. This life doesn't belong to us, but it belongs to God. Just accept the move today. Accept the wind of God today. He has been blowing in your life to clean that digital footprint in your subconscious so you can realize there is a gift in you. And that special gift he wants you to share to the world. The gift was to bless others. And in the process, you don't realize this, but in the process, he will heal you from everything that you went through. He will heal your brokenness. He will heal your bitterness. He will heal your anger. He will heal those places that you've hidden from him. It wasn't about you, but it was about your sister or a sister. It was about a mother a daughter, a auntie, a grandmother that you could help through your gift of trauma. I know it's hard to make that shift. It's hard to make that shift. I literally had to make that shift because the rejection was my digital footprint, y'all. It was my digital footprint that I had a hard time letting go and releasing, but I did not know it was my gift. I didn't know that God wanted me to use it to minister life and to others, that God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. That He will be a friend like none other. That He will be closer to you like none other. I didn't know. But when I learned and realized that my rejection was my gift, my divorce was my gift, my loneliness was my gift, my depression was my gift, and it was my gift to others to believe, to have hope. Make the connection today. I know the shift is challenging, but it is your gift. And you have the power to release the residue. You have the power to release that digital footprint and live residue free. You don't have to be bound by your past anymore. Just be still and know that He is God. Just accept the move and wind of God. And just realize God wants you to give that gift to someone else to still have hope. To still have hope. And let them know that that digital footprint is only blocking. Because there are some other things on the other side that God is trying to do, that God is trying to show them that there is greater, that their latter shall be greater than their former. Give hope today. Release that digital footprint today. Help another sister today to believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above you can ever ask or think. Because God has called you to launch out into the deep, because there's so much work to do in the kingdom, especially during this time. Don't allow the digital footprint to block you today, because there is a gift in that trauma. There is a gift that is connected to your destiny, and God wants you to move in it. He wants you to walk it out. He wants you to move forward in it. Because there is so much more that He's trying to give you and show you. He's trying to move you to another level. But you got to make the connection. You got to release the digital footprint in your subconscious. And whatever thing that is for you, I want you to acknowledge that it is a gift. From here on, even if you don't feel it, keep saying it. It was a gift to me. And I'm going to help somebody have hope today. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for supporting the Lioness Queen podcast. Please subscribe and share this podcast with your family and friends. You can find the Lioness Queen podcast on any platform: iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, and Amazon. Also, please write a review. Reverend Dr. Marisha would love to hear how today's episode inspired and empowered you. Also, you can check out her website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com, for mugs, journals, and even if you want to reach out and contact Reverend Dr. Marisha. Don't forget to come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for more from the Lioness Queen. Thank you.